This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Police and sheriff's departments in Colorado may soon need to have written policies around how their officers use what's called prone restraint on people. Numerous medical studies have shown that pinning people face down can cause physical distress, including fatal heart attacks. A bill at the state legislature would require departments to keep written policies on when to ask for medical help for someone who has been restrained face down and what kind of help to give. The Biden administration has finalized protection for more than 220,000 acres of public lands in the Thompson Divide. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
National Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management land in the Thompson Divide in Gunnison, Pitkin, and Garfield counties will be protected from new mining and oil and gas development for 20 years. Democratic Representative Joe Neguse calls it a big win, and Senator Michael Bennett says the protections are a testament to the persistence of Colorado's farmers, ranchers, hunters, and more. President Biden first announced his intention to protect the land when he designated the Camp Hale Continental Divide National Monument in October 2022. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Loveland's city council has hired a special prosecutor to determine if some of its members violated city's charter and open meeting laws. The investigation involves communication among city council members and letters sent to Governor Polis. The meetings and the letters were not made public, according to the Reporter Herald. Lawyers for the group claim they were exercising their First Amendment rights. You're listening to CPR News. More news is at CPR.org. Thanks so much for catching All Things Considered this afternoon.